This is Brian Finale, and you're listening to the My Lead System Pro Podcast, the podcast for entrepreneurs who want to grow, get better, and rewire your mind for success so you can build the business of your dreams. And now, it's time to dig deep with an MLSP industry top earner. Let's rock.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of the My Lead System Pro Wake Up Call Podcast. We have another amazing leader with us this morning, and this is kind of last minute as far as me doing the intros. It's kind of just got a lot of stuff going on around here and getting ready to close out this year and get ready for 2016. So it's so excited. We just had our holiday party this last weekend and we really just got connected to each other and just set some intentions for this new year. So I'm so excited. So this morning with you, everyone seems to be talking about it on Facebook, so I'm just going to hand it over to the man himself, Mr. Brian Finale.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, Melanie Lozano, for that introduction. And, guys, she's a big part of this company. You're going to hear her doing some hosting for these wake-up calls. She does so much behind the scenes, and very grateful to have her as part of this corporate structure that is really ready to kick some tail in 2016. So, Mel, I'll see you in a couple minutes. I'm going to get rocking and rolling and keep this super tight. Welcome, guys, for all of our brand new members who are just getting started this week and last week. You're in the right place at the right time. There is so much exciting stuff here inside of My System Pro. These solutions can really, the software solutions can help anyone with a drive, a passion. If they've got an idea they want to bring to the market, they want to bring it online, they know that they can make, or they believe that they could make some money leveraging the power of the internet. I mean, it's 2015, we're about to roll in 2016. If you're not making money online right now, guys, you know, there is so much opportunity. You can reach so many people with a simple ad. If you've got some value, if you're actually serving people, for all those brand new people who just got started with My Lead System Pro, the solutions, the sites, the funnelizer to create your own offers, the CRM to follow up with prospects, you are here. It is a very cool spot. We have helped build and create some of the biggest leaders and success stories. If you do any research out there, most of them walk these halls called My Lead System Pro. A huge majority of them are still here training. And you're following that path. So that's exciting. Welcome to the community. I'm going to dive right in. The title that I gave Audrey to create some images, I didn't really know the title. I kind of knew a direction. I never know what I'm going to talk about on these wake-up calls. I just love being in the moment. That's where I believe I just kind of let the unconscious roll. I heavily invest in myself and personal growth and personal development, going to events, buying training products, meditation, all this cool stuff. So I don't even worry about creating a topic. I know the right one's going to pop up when I jump up, when it's like kind of go time. And the title I gave Audrey was "Someone Gave You a Gift." And this is not going to be a spiritual call, not a religious call in that sense. Whether you believe in God, the universe, or whatever that means to you, for me it's God, just to be clear there. But someone, when I say someone gave you a gift, I want you to take a step back and think about this for a second, okay? Because I was at a pretty cool event the past couple of weeks. Actually, I think last week I just got back from Tony Robbins and just had some really awesome distinction stuff, some stuff that you know, I've been in this work for over a decade now, and a couple of things just kind of shifted there. I want to just share a couple of thoughts that hopefully will impact you as we go into the holiday season and you know, sprint towards 2016. Something, somebody, someone loved you enough to give you a heart. That heart beats, I don't know, I've heard anywhere from 100,000 to 120,000 beats a day. We don't even think about that. We don't have to. Imagine if you had to think about, literally consciously think to tell your heart to beat 120,000 times a day while you're building a business, driving a car, being present with friends, family. Someone felt you worthy enough that they blessed you with that heart. And if you are complaining at all, I think that is one of the most selfish things that we as human beings can do. If you don't believe in a higher power, a source, a universe, a God, or whatever, just if you take a step back and look at all the research that's been over the last decade alone that's gone along with thought and the power of thought to influence matter, like physically what that happens, right? Like what we can do as conscious human beings with our thought, how we can impact the world, what we can physically do. If you've never watched What the Bleep, watch it. They did a really cool experience on how Buddhist monks could physically influence the chemical makeup, the matter of water, like physically showing them scientifically. So whether or not you believe in universe, God, that's not what this call is about. The power of thought alone, if you want to take it down at a root level, it matters. And really what you think about most, you will bring about. And you are so much more powerful than you can ever believe just by thought alone. Okay. And what's messed up about that is that our mind is physically programmed. That millions of years ago, we were it's programmed to be negative. The odds really, they weren't stacked in our favor from the get-go, because think about it. I mean, at the time, caveman, we were actually, it was designed for survival. It literally was always looking for the negative, the lack, the threat, where am I going to eat, right? Is there a beast chasing me? Am I going to live today? That's how we were programmed. So it's actually from the, while that served us back in the day, that certainly does not serve us today. So we've got to be very conscious about what we're doing here with our mind, because it's affecting you. And here's something I think it was from stage. I'm not really sure, but it just kind of made me chuckle. And whether, for me, it is God, but I think it was Tony, I'm not sure who was on stage, or maybe it was just in a conversation, but it was something along the lines of, who do you think he'd want to hang out with? Who do you think that your creator would want to hang out with? Do you think that someone who is complaining and bitching all the time? For example, if you're driving down, maybe you're driving in a car right now and you're stuck in traffic. And you're just looping and programming, like, holy shit, this sucks. Why am I stuck here? Why is this, this is terrible. I'm so angry. And you start bubbling up this anxiety, this angst, this just being pissed off kind of mentality and state. Man, you're in a car, first off. You're not in a horse and carriage. You're not having to walk. You're in a car. I don't think, to be sitting there and to honestly, if you're at find yourself ever complaining, not – first of all, what that will get you physically, scientifically, like it will just give you more of the same, more bitching, more lack, more not having, more I'm not enough, I'm not worthy type of thing, and keep you stuck in that state. But for me, something hit home when he said, like, who do you think he wants to hang out, Do you think he's going to be pumped to bring you more good stuff if you're yapping about being stuck in traffic and you're not looking around at the beautiful, amazing scenes, the trees, life. You're in a car. There's so many things to be grateful about in that moment. Yet you're focused on being stuck in traffic, your kids yelling in the back, all the stuff you haven't done, maybe the leads you haven't gotten in your business or the money you haven't earned yet, or how much further Ray Higdon is than you in your business, or Diane Hoffman or Mark Harburg or April Marie Tucker, all the stuff that's not there yet, or the comparing, which I'm certainly guilty of, when I first got started. Bitter, anger, I saw the people who were on stage and I wanted to be that, and I got pissed at that. And that's why I believe I was stayed in the negative or didn't turn a profit for my first 3 years. I think that mindset was 100% part of it. Because what's funny is the mechanics, the actual lead gen, the stuff that we teach, it didn't change. What changed was me. So I for whatever reason, I can tell you that if you are focused on this lack, this negative mentality, man, it's going to bring more and more to you. And here's what, this concept for me just definitely hit home for me as well. And it was very simple. It's very simple. Life isn't here to give you something. Isn't that a concept? All of us with the victim mentality or the entitlement mentality. Okay. Instead of life, feeling that life is here to give you something, what if you actually made a little distinction this holiday season, maybe when you're, sitting at home, maybe by yourself or with your kids or spouse or loved ones, whatever. What if instead of life isn't here to give you something, but life is actually calling you to bring something to life? What if you actually took that approach and that was the question you were asking yourself versus what You know, why is this happening to me? Where, you know, let's go. Life, give me something. Let's go. It's my turn. But you actually brought a little bit of a different energy. Like, hey, I'm here to bring something to the table instead of just take, take, take. You actually thought about giving. And if you actually started focusing on the fact that someone out there felt you worthy of physically just giving you this gift of a beating heart. And for me, honestly, guys, it was a lot of the unconscious bullshit was I didn't feel I was worthy of the money. Not only when for my very first goal was $10,000 a month. I thought that would be it. All the problems would end. I could, you know, help my family. I could put money away and I could do what I would be not bound by financial limitations. I never have to look at price tags. Right? $10,000 a month was the goal. Now, what's funny is I didn't feel worthy. That was the goal I wrote on paper. That was the thing I had on my body all the time. I was anchoring those emotions of who I wanted to be. And, you know, it's a work in progress. You're not going to have, you know, in fact, you're never going to stop learning. It's always going to be, you know, you're going to always invest in yourself. And, all, you know, mindset is not just like, hey, you're going to have these aha shifts and these breakthrough moments, of course, but it's an ever, you're always going to strive to get better. You always have to be a student of this. Right. And I didn't feel I deserved, I physically deserved. So this was a lot of work, that $10,000 a month income. And I learned very quickly, man, if you don't, like, you can have the outer image, you can walk it, you can say the affirmations, you can have the goals written down. But if you don't at a DNA level chemically feel like you physically feel worthy of whatever your dreams are. And I'll tell you this, man, if you're dreaming it, if you're writing it down, that is not by chance. Someone, somewhere, something out there, an unconscious, if you just want to say you're you can't argue the fact that there's an unconscious controlling 90% of what you do daily. I mean, all of the millions of cells that reproduce every second, there is something on your side. The breaths going into your lungs, you're not conscious. There is something higher than us, I believe. Something thought of you worthy enough to give you that body, which isn't you, by the way. Now they're all your thoughts, your feelings, or even your beliefs that matter. That's not really you. Everything I just said can be, in fact, in 2 years, your entire body is different than what it was 2 years prior. When you get to the heart of who you are, man, and you start playing that card, none of this other bullshit matters. Everything melts away. And guess what what happens is flow. You come from a different energy. You come from a different place, man. The business just starts working. You start being a different person from the inside out. And when that happens, all that worthy bullshit that I certainly had, it just melts away. And if you can just get beyond that crazy belief that maybe I'm not worthy, or if I take someone's money over the holiday season, they won't be able to buy gifts. Or if they invest in my MLM business, that I'm responsible for their success. Stop that shit. You're not. You know what? I believe they should be grateful that they're handing you money because you're showing them a door. You're giving them an opportunity to a whole new life. Now, isn't that just a funny distinction? And by the way, I did have that belief. I didn't think I had the value to accept their money. And maybe they're on a budget. You know, in the beginning, when I was building my teams, I would buy into the fact that money was an issue and that they couldn't afford to get involved in the MLM or they couldn't buy the opportunity or whatever. And I would say, you know, I would be their friend and I would console them. Uh-uh. Hell no. Not anymore. There is an opportunity here. They need to stretch. They need to get uncomfortable. Now, I'm not saying go tell them to, you know, do double reverse mortgages and get their family in serious financial trouble. But look, this is not going to be easy. You are going to have to stretch. You're going to have to make sacrifices. I cut the cable bill. Stop going out to eat. Explain to the spouse, like, hey, I've got a 30, 60, 90-day plan here. I've got a 2-year goal for this family, and here's what needs to happen. And make the shit work. And if the destination is worth it, there's going to be some serious challenges. And embrace those, because guess what? Without the challenges, you're not growing. I mean, I'll tell you this. If you have a goal of $10,000 a month, and for whatever reason you don't change internally and you can hit that goal – it's not about the thing. Me and my most successful, most wealthy friends that you know, marketers I spend time with, it's not about the goal. It's about the person you must become in order to hit the goal. The goal is just it's a reminder. It's a symbol of the person that we knew we had to become to change to hit it. And what's really messed up is if you actually hit the goal with that, at that person, like for whatever reason, if you can figure out, or in my opinion, like get lucky and you don't change, but you hit the actual physical goal, you're still bringing that old you to the goal. And while that may feel, you hit that $10,000 a month in the business, it's going to feel great for the moment, for instant gratification, but it's not going to ever be enough. And I've been there. You're still bringing the same you with the lack or the not worthy, or, you know, maybe I feeling that someone didn't actually give you this gift, or that you didn't earn it. It's always, if you don't change in the process, it's never going to be enough. It's kind of like the science of achievement versus the art of fulfillment. How many people do you know that have made millions of dollars, or maybe have that perfect job, that you know, C-level executive position, but they suck? They are pissed. They don't have any joy. They don't have any breath life. They don't enjoy their kids. But hey, they're making a couple hundred grand a year, and they get the, you know, they have the nice, maybe a beach home or a vacation home. So what? Right? As I get older, when I was 23 years old and I found this business, it was go, go, go. It was achieve. It was make the money. It was boom, you know, let's go do the thing. And now it has shifted over the last couple of years to a more fulfillment and really understanding what this whole thing, how this game is, how to take it to the next level, man. And what's funny is when you actually focus on you, the fulfillment side, the state you're in, and you actually make that like your number one priority, not the money, but like whatever your number one values are, whether that's love, gratitude, joy, and you start living in that state, what's funny is the achievement side will grow 100 million times faster if you focus on the fulfillment side and the mindset stuff. By default, it has to. It's the law. So I want you to take a step back here over the holidays and just, if you're bitching, stop. And forget, if you're new, I am one of the co-founders. I get very passionate about this stuff. I am not yelling at you. I'm yelling with you. I'm wanting to bring, if I can shake you and rattle you and give you a distinction or make you think a little bit differently, that's what I'm here to do. I will be your friend, but we develop leaders. That's what we do here. And I get very passionate about this stuff, and I'm glad I haven't even dropped an F-bomb on this call, which sometimes seems to happen when I get in state. But if you've ever met me at an event or you know me personally, man, this is my passion. This is what I love doing. We could go on and create all sorts of internet products and drive traffic to other offers and, you know, make millions of dollars doing other things outside of this space. What I like, what lights me up is physically watching people create a life, giving them a business, giving them a brand. So where they can work a couple hours a day from home, right, and build a brand that they want to build. This isn't about selling MLS Peace products. I don't even care if you're an affiliate. Use our blogging software to build a brand. We'll teach you how to physically become a leader in the space, whatever that niche is for you. We'll teach you how to drive traffic to offers that actually convert, and you serve your target market, and you don't have to go to a job anymore. You don't have to wait for the holidays for 2 weeks to be with your kids. That can be a daily occurrence. That's what we're about. That's what we're about. But you have to buy into you. You find yourself complaining this holiday season about anything, shut up. Do you think he do you think he wants to hear about all the problems you have? He gave you this opportunity, life, and it goes quick. You don't get to complain. If you want to take your business, your relationships, your life to the next level, figure out ways to frame things, to grow from them. Find the opportunities. The challenges, yes, embrace them and be thankful for them, because those are going to be the biggest growth areas of your life. In fact, I think one of the best times I've ever had in business was when we were bootstrapping MLSP together back in 2000 and when we start? Nine. Was it eight? Nine? I always get this. I think it's 2008, actually. What is it, 16, 15, 16? One of them. We've been around a while, so I think 7 years, so whatever that math is, and I'm actually pretty decent at math. But the best times was when the money wasn't pouring in. We didn't know what the hell we were doing. We had to figure it out. Our backs were against the wall. There was risk. There was, you know, we had to grow, and we had to grow quickly because, you know, there were affiliates counting on us. and there were sleepless nights. We were actually, me, Todd, and Norbert were actually in support. We were support. Forget in support. There was three of us. And that was one of the most challenging times and one of the coolest, because the best times of my life. Because I had to change. I had to bring it. I had to step up. I had to physically change who I was being if I was going to stay and adhere to the vision of what I had for this company and the people I knew, that the lives that we were going to change. So if you are bitching, someone gave you a gift. Get back to the root of it. That's about as the quickest, simplest shame and frame that you can make. Whether you believe in a higher power, if you do, it's even easier. I'm telling you, do you think whatever you believe happens after this life, do you think he wants to hang out with someone who was just bitching about his creation, which is you, for 100 years on this planet? Do you think that that's what he's looking for? Or do you think he's going to reward someone who is just eternally grateful for the opportunity to be on this planet, to be blessed? Do you think not only he's going to want to hang out a little bit more with you, do you think he's going to bring more to you while you're on this planet? Think about it. You tell me. I'm going to hang out in the Facebook group. I love you. Let me know your thoughts, or if anything came up for you about any of the concepts. I know I rattle off. I'm not even sure what I just said, but let me know if it hit home for you, or any aha moments or things that you're going to physically take away from this call and implement right now through the holiday season when you're hanging out with family, friends, or a mindset tweak that you think that you could take that may actually just change your life. Knowing that someone, something, somewhere, some source, something felt you worthy enough to bless you with a heart. Or if just at the core, even simpler, that you believe in the power of thought, that actually thoughts do have some type of impact on your physical reality or can actually shape your destiny. But for me, it was someone gave you a gift. Someone out there thought you worthy enough for this opportunity. And that's greater. That will trump any worthy bullshit thought in your head of maybe I'm not worthy to accept this customer. Maybe I'm not worthy of the 5 or 10 grand a month goal. If you weren't worthy of it, you would not be here. He, she, they, he, whatever, would not have given you this gift called life. Happy holidays. Come say hi on the Facebook group if you have any distinctions or breakthroughs. I love you, and I'll see you on tomorrow Wednesday night's explosive lead generation webinar. Someone gave you a gift, and you are worthy. Make it a great day.
You have been listening to the My Lead System Pro podcast with Brian Finale and the MLSP leaders. To learn how MLSP can help you get more leads and make more money in your business starting today, visit www.mlsp.com and take your risk-free test drive. MLSP.com. That's MLSP.com, creating tomorrow's leaders today.